tonight. It's just a couple of minutes before the top of the hour, and certainly good time for us to be opening another bottle of wine on a Thursday, because it's time now for the Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week. Valencia is in with a beautiful bottle of Sauvignon Blanc again. We're doing the Sauvignon Blanc show these days.
Yes, Dave. Last week we were doing Kleinzaal, so this week we're doing Dimmesdal.
And it's the 2026 Dimmesdal Sauvignon Blanc.
Yes.
What can you tell me about it?
It's a beautiful wine, and I'm sure everyone they know this wine, because Dimmesdal is being owned by Thijs Loo of his sixth generation. He's a sixth generation winemaker or wine owner to that farm. And Dimmesdal, it's been known as an old wine farm.
Ah,
I'm sure you are aware of that.
We know the brand well, and generally it's a very highly thought of let me just put it to you this way. I have yet to taste a Dimmesdal wine that hasn't been really super. But clearly there's always a first time, and we don't know what this bottle of 2026 Dimmesdal Sauvignon Blanc will bring to the party, although I rather suspect it's going to be a continuum of really good value and really good taste and flavor. So what do we know about this? Well, it's grown on the gentle slopes exposed to the microclimate of the Atlantic Ocean, and that results in the vineyards being influenced by the cool airflows and morning mists, so typical of maritime climate. So it's grown close to the sea. In summer, a firm southeaster wind fans the vines, ensuring temperate and sunny ripening conditions, and then along with dry land farming on soils of decomposed granite and a high clay content, the vines offer intensely flavored fruit, resulting in wines of elegance, character, and structure.
Yes.
So that's what the tasting notes tell us. Now, clearly, it's always a question of what it tastes like, and people have individual tastes and preferences, but generally speaking, we've got a rather lovely pale
color,
Sauvignon
yes.
Blanc in the glass, chilled to perfection, I'm glad to say.
It's got a lovely nose.
And they talk about classically styled Sauvignon Blanc with a brilliant lemon-lime color, and the nose is complex with an array of tropical fruit. Ripe figs and gooseberries. Gooseberries, some people call them. And the nose gives you all of those plus, but it's really on the tongue that it comes alive. Crisp flavors repeat in the mouth, along with a mineral character, followed by a long, fruity finish. It's a lovely wine.
It is a very good wine. If you look at the color and the taste, what they're talking about the notes, on the notes about taste and everything, tropical fruits is there. What we're getting on the nose, definitely, it's everything is there. And I will say it's a nice wine for summer on its own. And food pairing, it will go for prawns, salad, and all that.
You know, I found some exceptional prawns the other day at one of our local retailers. And I'm just so excited to discover this Dimmesdal today, because I think I'm going to go and get a few more. Because one, you don't let a gift horse pass you by without looking it in the mouth.
Oh, you know.
I would imagine a seafood treat like that with a bottle of Dimmesdal Sauvignon Blanc, the 2026 vintage. What does it retail for?
It's going for 114 rand 99. Yes, reasonable.
That is extremely good value.
For what's inside?
We'll call it 115.
115 rand.
You know,
114.99. Round off to
115. Let's just round it up and be practical about it. 115 bucks, you get a really good bottle of wine. A great summer drink, as Valencia said, for just enjoying on its own with good company or with a salad or a seafood. Wow, it's the way to go. And you'll be tasting it this week?
Yes, we are tasting on Friday from 2 to 4. Also, on Saturday, we're tasting from 12 to 2.
So there's the opportunity to pop along to Topsod Lifestyle.
Taste before you buy.
Try before you buy. Mm. Have a chat with Valencia and the team. You may find that not only is this to your fancy, but they've got a few other suggestions to make as well that will turn you into one of those insufferable, boring collectors. No, I'm just joking. No. If you enjoy a good glass of wine and it's one of those pleasures in life, then pop along to Topsod Lifestyle. They've got an award-winning selection. Valencia, thank you so much. And once again, great to be with you on a Thursday. I look forward to it again in a week's time.
Yes, Dave. Thank you so much.